It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. We continue our series of interviews with candidates running for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District seat. This morning, Republican challenger and political newcomer Steve Toft joins us to talk about his candidacy and the issues he's raising in the campaign. Steve Toft is a retired colonel who served over 30 years in the United States Army. He's running as a Republican against Democratic Congressman Ron Kind for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District seat. Steve, good morning, and thank you for joining us on the Morning Show today.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me. I'm in Stevens Point, and it's kind of rainy here today, but that's
a little rainy here. I think the sun's going to be out in Superior for the day today, but it's dark here, so I don't know yet. Why are you running for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District seat?
Well, I have been traveling across this 18-county district and put on, about 48,000 miles in the last year, and I've heard from people that they're angry. Farmers are angry, veterans are angry, and the rest of the people in this district are angry, too, that they have a dysfunctional Congress that is a bunch of career politician lawyers that really can't get anything done. So, my background sets me up well to be able to represent this district. I was born and raised on a farm. I am currently a farmer. I was in the military 32 years as a medical officer and ran a large part of the military health care system. So, never been a politician, but people thought that my experience as a farmer, leader, veteran, military, and health care expert is just what this district needs.
According to your website, you say that you are not and never planned to be a politician, so why challenge Congressman Kind?
Well, people are tired of career politicians. They, career politicians don't represent the values of this district. Mr. Kind's been there for 22 years, and to a man, I've talked to hundreds of groups and thousands of people, and even the liberals, when you're talking to them, what do you think about career politicians? They don't even want career politicians. So they are out of touch. They have serving special interests. Mr. Kind gets 80-some% of his money from special interest PACs. We haven't taken any money from those kind of organizations. Primarily money from small donors in this district who I'm going to represent.
Well, let's talk about some issues. The last Congress left behind a lot of unanswered questions on immigration, for example, and that issue will likely be a priority when the next Congress convenes. What are you proposing we do to fix the nation's immigration system?
Well, that is a hot-button topic in this district, and people have told me that we need to have national security, because immigration is national security. We need to be able to control our borders so that we don't have illegal drugs coming into this country. In the last year, at the border, we seized 1,600 tons of illegal drugs. It's also a public health issue. We have people walking across our border with communicable diseases that we have pretty much eradicated in this country, like tuberculosis. That has to stop. We need to have a secure border that will ensure that we know who's in this country. We have over 12 million undocumented immigrants in this country, and there's no reason in the world that we should not know who is in this country. We need to identify who they are and document them so that if they are currently productive people working on a farm, working in a field in California or wherever, we need to document them and to get them as a participant in our democratic process rather than just being here illegally.
Let's talk about health care, because that's another hot-button issue in the campaign. During the last session, Republicans unsuccessfully tried to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Since then, there have been changes to the law. In your view, what needs to happen with the Affordable Care Act and maybe generally in health care?
Well, that is my wheelhouse. I ran a large part of the military health care system before I retired from the Army. And I understand how to provide high-quality health care with great outcomes at a reasonable price. The Unaffordable Care Act does not do that. You know, we were lied to along the way. You can't keep your doctor. You can't keep your insurance that you liked and had. And so many people, I've talked to just hundreds and hundreds of people who said that the first, their insurance policy cost doubled, then it tripled, and then it became totally unaffordable. So, I mean, that absolutely has to be fixed. You know, there are basic issues with health care. You know, a couple of them are transparency and competition. You know, there is no transparency on the financial side of health care. You don't know when you go into a hospital, you know, to have a procedure, what it's going to cost. You only find that out once you receive the bill. And you and I could go in for the same procedure, the same hospital, and we could pay completely different prices based on our ability to pay, based on the quality insurance we had, or whether we had insurance at all. So, I mean, so many basic things need to be fixed. And, you know, we need to have a leader in Washington that has experience, that understands health care, that is ready to go to bat and work hard for us.
But isn't it also true that before the Affordable Care Act, there were a lot of people who couldn't get insurance because of things like pre-existing conditions, and they, after the Affordable Care Act, they had access to insurance? And if we get rid of the pre-existing condition portion of the law, where are these people going to go?
Well, absolutely. I am absolutely supportive of health care for our for everyone who has a pre-existing condition. In fact, before the Affordable Care Act here in Wisconsin, we had high-risk pools that managed the risk for our people who had pre-existing conditions. And I'm sure that if we could you know, do away with a huge government bureaucracy umbrella system that is so totally inefficient and ineffective, and get it back into the state and local hands, we could be so much more effective and manage a high-risk pool for our high-risk population. That's a basic tenet of health care, and it could easily be managed.
But weren't those high-risk pool policies extremely expensive?
Well, yes, and you know, we can pay for high-quality health care by saving money in so many other areas of the government. You know, we don't need to have the same. You know, we have a government right now that has put us in debt $21 trillion. You know why that is? Because government has grown out of control in size, scope, and cost. We need to bring that back into focus, and to bring back government to the state and local levels where it can be managed effectively. And we could, I mean, there are hundreds of billions of dollars in efficiency that we can gain, where we could spend it on things that are a priority for us, rather than, you know, things that we don't gain any value from.
This week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that the only way to lower the federal deficit would be to cut social safety net programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Is that something you'd be willing to accept?
Absolutely not. There are plenty of places where we can save an awful lot of money. For example, my background is in national defense. I was an employee of the Department of Defense for over 30 years. You know, this last year we spent nearly $900 billion on national security. Much of that we could save because the military doesn't even want to spend money in a lot of areas, but they're forced to by a Congress that just can't take an appetite suppressant. For example, we need to close bases that are inefficient and not effective anymore. Every branch of the military wants to have a Base Realignment and Closure Act as soon as possible, because they are operating, you know, many bases that are in congressional districts and states that those congressmen are fighting to keep open, but we are already obsolete. We can save money in those kind of areas without having to, you know, we absolutely don't want to weaken Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid. I mean, those are the safety nets for our for the population that that needs them.
We have less than a minute left, Steve. Bringing it back to Wisconsin, what do you think is the biggest issue affecting your district, and how would you address it in Congress?
It's farming. We absolutely need to have someone in Congress that has an agricultural and farming background. We have 8 congressmen in this state. None of them have any farming agriculture background. Farming is the number 2 industry in Wisconsin, the number 1 industry in the 3rd district. And when I'm sworn in January 3rd, I'm going to be on the Agriculture Committee. We're going to have a direct voice in crafting the Farm Bill, in developing trade agreements, and developing world markets so we can sell our Wisconsin commodities around the world at a fair price.
Okay.
So that is the number 1 issue.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We're out of time. I appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
Steve Toft is a retired colonel who served over 30 years in the U.S. Army. He's running as a Republican against Democratic Congressman Ron Kind in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. For more information about the 3rd Congressional District race and everything else on your ballot, visit wisconsinvote.org. I'm John Munson. It's The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.